100 utility workers and contractors with Entergy Arkansas hit the road Tuesday. They're making the long drive to the Carolinas as part of a mutual aid agreement among utilities. Carrie Case is a spokesperson for Entergy Arkansas.
They are basically hunkered down in the Atlanta area, and they are waiting for the storm to make landfall and then assess the damage. At that time, then they will move further toward the coast and do whatever repairs need to be done.
That could include resetting poles, picking up lines that may have blown down, and any general repairs to restore utilities as quickly as possible.
This is a major storm, Category 3. This is a big storm. It's not only powerful, it's big in size.
The severity and path of the storm has changed several times, according to the many meteorologists on the case.
But I'll tell you, just give you a hint, it's about rain and flooding. Please don't focus on wind or any other threat right now, but flooding.
The help from home is welcome news for Lisa Bone, a former theater professor at Arkansas State University who moved to North Carolina this summer.
You know, I think most people are trying to be proactive, and, you know, I just left Target, and, you know, of course, water is all gone, and batteries and flashlights and camping stoves and all of that are just, it's barren. So there were a few people kind of trudging around the store looking lost. But, you know, I think people are trying to be smart about it.
Arkansas is not likely to feel any effects of the storm weather-wise, and we also won't see it at the gas pumps, according to Michael Wright with AAA.
Gasoline is not refined in the area that's going to be hit by the storm. The gasoline that we get in Arkansas comes out of the Gulf of Mexico.
Carrie Case says the main thing Arkansas can do right now for the states affected by the hurricane is just send that manpower.
Part of this will depend on flooding. You can't restore power in certain areas depending on flooding issues, and so it will have to kind of see what happens there. But certainly up to a certain point in restoration efforts, more people are better.
In North Carolina, Lisa Bone says that people are so willing to help each other, maybe the one bright spot.
Even just on, like I said, on some of those Facebook groups, you know, moms saying, oh, well, you know, I saw that the Target in Durham still has water, or this Walmart just got a shipment of water. It's in the back left corner of the store. So people seem to really be reaching out to each other, which is lovely. And it's, I love that there are folks from Arkansas that are ready to come help out. That's fantastic.
I'm Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com. And from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank. Dreams realized.